June 21st, 2009, the celebrated host of Go Vegan Radio, Bob Linden, launched the first ever Vegan Earth Day with a festival that included the Vegan Earth Day for a Vegan World seminar. Though Supreme Master Ching Hai was unable to attend as the invited guest of honor due to her busy schedule, she graciously shared her insights about society's advancement toward ideal moral values through an inspirational video message. Dignitaries who attended the seminar included Rip Esselstyn, vegan firefighter and author of the New York Times bestseller, The Engine 2 Diet; Christine Garcia, vegan animal rights activist, founder and lead counsel of the Animal Law Office in San Francisco; Chris DeRose, animal rights activist, founder and president of Last Chance for Animals, and author of In Your Face, From Actor to Animal Activist; Jonelle Romero, Native American vegan and producer of the first American Indian Internet television channel, Red Nation Television Channel; and Janice Belson, vegan executive director of Medicines Global. The seminar was also covered by KTLA, a television station in Southern California. We now invite you to listen to part four of the rebroadcast of the live seminar, Vegan Earth Day for a Vegan World, in Woodland Hills, California, USA, on June 21st, 2009.
Next, we invite to the stage Ms. Christine Garcia, Esquire, founder and lead counsel for the Animal Law Office in San Francisco. Early in her career, while working with firms and other areas of law, she pursued her desire to help animals by taking pro bono animal-related cases and by volunteering with organizations such as In Defense of Animals, Animal Care and Control, and Reunion Rescue's Pit Bull Rescue Group. Since 2001, Ms. Garcia has dedicated her time solely to using the legal system for protecting animal rights. Her firm takes cases on a free basis to continue giving animals and animal rights activists a voice and presence in the judicial process. Ms. Garcia is also producer and director of the San Francisco television show, Ethics and Animals. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much. I have a question for dear Supreme Master. I noticed the growth of the international vegan chain restaurant, Loving Hut. I love that they are opening everywhere, and I personally absolutely love the food. I noticed that some of the dishes could be adopted by other restaurants if they were interested. So what can I do? How would you recommend that I try to get other restaurants interested in serving delicious vegan dishes such as the ones at Loving Hut restaurants?
Thank you very much for your question. And here is Supreme Master Ching Hai's reply to you. Hello, Ms. Christine Garcia. It's nice to know you and hear about your courageous work defending the innocent animals. What a truly noble and dedicated true lawyer you are. The animals must thank you so much and love you. Thank you for your kind words about Loving Hut. I am also pleased that they are opening in many places, with more and more all the time. And whenever a new Loving Hut opens, the response has been fantastic. It seems people are so welcoming and really ready to eat in a healthy, wholesome, and vegan way. They tell us they just feel so good when they eat the food. So they keep coming back all the time with their families and friends and co-workers. The dishes are often a fusion of both local and international, so there is a lot of variety. And they're always made with the freshest ingredients and made with love, of course, because it's animal-free and made with care for the world. No suffering, Only love and peace of mind, the secret ingredients, which makes a true, nourishing, nutritious meal. Well, you can always suggest to the restaurant what you think people would like and let the restaurant decide. You can tell them that you observe that nowadays people are more into healthy but fast and affordable dining, and that animal-free food can still be very delicious, and it's eco-friendly, eco-chic, and green. Perhaps they could start with a section on their menu, a vegan section, and experiment from there. Feel free to contact Loving Hut. They would be more than happy to share information about recipes and tips on vegan food. Some restaurants even have classes for the public to learn how to cook traditional meals a la vegan. It's all about know-how, and it's easy and fun to be veg. I'm glad the public is more and more open to vegan cuisine, and I think once they can try it, they'll be more and more interested. That's what Loving Hut is all about, really. And when it's more accessible and available, people are given awareness of environmental protection and a choice. And for sure, they'll choose the better, healthier, tastier, eco-friendlier, and compassionate vegan diet. Thank you, Ms. Garcia, for your enthusiastic support for good vegan food. Please help spread the word, yes? And heaven bless you for helping the animals and saving our world.
Thank you.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Roll call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution. And as a vice president, one of the proposals I've made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
We know that the agriculture and the meat production is one of the main causes of gas emission. And so it's very clear that the ratio per habitant of meat has to decrease.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
It is our pleasure again to speak to our host, Mr. Bob Linden, a 25-year vegan. A deep lover of animals, he has dedicated his life to encouraging people into choosing a compassionate diet. Mr. Linden has a degree in broadcast communications and was a very successful turnaround artist for many radio stations across the U.S. through his compassionate, community-centered programming, management, and on-air talents. 9 years ago, at the insistence of many in the vegan community, he was encouraged to start Go Vegan Radio, a nonprofit radio show which can be heard worldwide at www.goveganradio.com. Go Vegan Radio is the first commercial vegan radio show and the first major network vegan radio program, having been aired on Air America and 26 stations across the U.S. He created the first Vegan Earth Day out of a sense of urgency to protect the planet from environmental catastrophe caused by animal agriculture before it's too late. And because he was concerned that other Earth Day celebrations neglected to link environmental destruction to animal agriculture, welcome, Mr. Linden.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I have a question prepared here for Supreme Master Qinghai, whom I've learned to love over the years for her support for Go Vegan with Bob Linden, the radio program, goveganradio.com. I almost have tears in my eyes to where I can't even read the question, because I see all of my friends who are being honored as heroes here. Supreme Master Qinghai honors these people who are truly heroes and living a noble life helping animals. So I'm just so impressed with the day and with the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association. I'm in tears that the success of this day is owed to them. So I do want to thank Supreme Master for her tireless efforts in raising awareness. I mean, look at the work that she's doing. She's doing our work. We're family. And her book, Celestial Art, is so beautiful and vibrant and an expression of the abundance that Earth could be if we were on the right path. And, you know, we have Vegan Earth Day today, the day where we ask everyone on Earth to go vegan to save the Earth. Now, what if everybody listens? What if the webcast went out there and people all across the globe now are watching this telecast? What if they do listen? What if they go vegan? Well, what kind of world would it be? So that would be my question to Supreme Master Qinghai, an optimistic one. I have a radio show that the title is Go Vegan. I'm an optimist that there will be a vegan world. But what will it look like? What would that world be? That's my curiosity.
And here is Supreme Master Qinghai's response to you, Mr. Linden. Hi, Bob. How have you been? My humble salute to your 8 years hosting a world pioneering vegan radio and still going. Bravo, Bob. You're doing a great job. Thank you for working in the noble direction. I think you very well know what direction we're walking toward. That is toward the ideal world, the vision of heaven on earth. Because otherwise, I don't think you'd be doing what you are doing if it weren't for your sincere wish to see humanity changed and uplifted for the better. Yes, that is the picture of what the world would be like if everyone turns vegan right now. Just to think of it is so wonderful. Humans would be so happy, elevated even without consciously knowing why, and so intelligent and creative all of a sudden. Like big gates just opened in their hearts and let out so many abilities and talents and qualities that had been locked away inside for all this time, because of the obstructions by disease, the pains and guilt, etc., all from animal consumption. We will become more enlightened as a whole society, able of more incredible inventions, thinking of better ways to conduct our governments and economic system and all other systems. Everyone will feel young and energetic and just so blissful, because at that time, we will be blessed by heaven beyond measure. We will truly walk the earth as friends of the animals, even the wild animals, and they will walk alongside us and be our friends and our helpers. There would be no more violence among humans. The word war will soon be erased from memory and perhaps dictionary. Can you imagine? Even the animal kingdom will change to reflect the new peace humankind has established in and around them. There will no longer be any fear in any heart. All will be so calm and so beautiful. We will enjoy heaven all around us. If everyone became vegan today, what I just said would come true within a matter of a few months only. It's not a distant dream. I guarantee it. Thanks, Bob. Heaven bless you and what you do.
Uh-huh. And my thanks to Supreme Master Qinghai for that beautiful vision, which is what I think we all do feel in our hearts, and that's why we are working so hard to make that happen. You know, so many of us are frustrated by the problems that we face now, war and violence and global warming, and yet there's an action that each of us can take. We don't have to wait for government. And it's really so delicious to save the planet, so delicious to save the animals. Just go to Loving Hut. You'll see what I mean. You know, go to Loving Hut. Go to lovinghut.us, and you're helping everyone. That's the simple solution, is that we can all take action. If we're against war, we can take violence off our plates. If we're against environmental destruction, we can take it off our plates. And so I believe that I do want to thank the representatives from Supreme Master Qinghai for participating, and with all of their enlightening answers from Supreme Master Qinghai, and all the panel members who participated, all the heroes recognized. We really appreciate your participation here. And all across the globe, we encourage people to create that vision that we just heard. It's within grasp. All we have to do is go vegan. And it's not like we're giving up something. It's not like we're sacrificing meat, you know, giving it up. It's like, get rid of it. Get rid of it. You know, it's, what are we doing eating other bodies? You know what, we're eating bodies and decomposing cadavers and you know, mammary secretions of other species. How did that happen? And I only say it because Supreme Master is so honest and truthful that if she says meat is murder, she's opened it up for me. You know, what can I tell you? So, and I do invite you to listen to my program. There are 200 shows archived at goveganradio.com. All the reasons to go vegan. Then people say, well, what do I do? Now what do I do? Well, you know, eat at Loving Hut. So, I do all the time. I was in Alhambra, I went to San Diego, there's one coming to Orange County. I've been into all the ones in the Bay Area. They're spectacular. And Vegetarian House, by the way, in San Jose is spectacular. Supreme Master Qinghai, I believe that's been there for 14 years. Just an unbelievable place. So, I mean, the food is great. We have the best food. Vegans have the best food, right? So, I believe it's time to talk about action that we can take. It's a call to action. That's what Vegan Earth Day is. It's the day we ask everyone on Earth to go vegan to save the Earth. And so let's see what Supreme Master has to say about taking action. Let's see that video now from Supreme Master Qinghai.
Solutions for the Planet from Supreme Master Qinghai. Simple steps for saving the world.
It's very easy to change the climate warming and to save the world. Just be veg, go green, and do good deeds. Meditate. Positive vision. Spread SOS flyers. Promote vegetarian diet. Be frugal. Planting trees. Use hybrid cars or less fuel-consumptive means of transportation, like carpool, bus, train, walk, bicycling. Buy organic food to support organic farmers, etc. Do anything you can to support this organic vegetarian farming.
Be veg, animal-free diet.
The best solution for our urgent situation right now is a vegetarian diet, and it should be openly endorsed and even made into law, if possible, to protect people, animals, and our planet, the only one that we have. People must realize that putting down that piece of meat, which is poisonous, is all they have to do to attain peace on Earth and to eliminate hunger for good and to save the planet. Just be vegetarian and we save a lot of methane gas, a lot of transportation pollution, a lot of waste on water and land, and those land we can cultivate. A vegetarian diet can save the world through the elevating good karmic consequences and benevolent energy from the compassionate good lifestyle, and also will minimize war or eliminate war altogether.
Good messages from government and media. A. Government veg leadership.
It has to start from the government and the media because they are the most powerful tools to spread information to the people at large.
They have to go over the boundary of protocol and habitual routine work because this is a special situation and it needs special measurement, even desperate measurement. The government can ban the meat indoor, outdoor, or in the restaurant. The government can let the public know about the beneficial effect that we can have by having vegetarian diet. They have to publicize it everywhere. They have to give leaflets to people to read, make it a public job to do it. They have to create websites for vegetarian recipes or free of charge class for vegetarian cooking, vegetarian club, make it official. They could also put high tax on meat, on banning altogether, on ban the killing of animals, and educate people into a brand new, exciting way of life.
Just stop the fishing. The government has to forbid fishing because it's too important to our survival to delay any further. We must protect a living and healthy sea as it relates to our living and healthy self. We cannot live without the sea.
Good messages from government and media. B. Media veg promotion.
All the media should help to save the planet. Every day when they print the newspaper, just one headline somewhere. Be veg. Go green. Save the planet. All the billboard, every advertisement should add one sentence. And all entertainment programs, whenever they do some entertainment, they could say it before or after. Please save the planet. Be veg. Go green.
Support organic farming.
Everybody turn to organic farming instead of cattle raising. Organic farming use less water, less time, less labor, and produce more in abundance and healthy food for all to enjoy. And even if capital needed, the government should give them subsidies to help the organic farmer instead of using that to help the meat production, which is harmful to us. And it's easy, it's simple, cost and water effective, and it's ecologically, economically sound. It will absorb even 40% of CO2 if all the tillable lands are organically cultivated. Organic farming preserves topsoil. Organic farming reduces toxic farming runoff and pollutants that contaminate our water, soil, and air. So organic farming is healthier for farm workers, surrounding communities as well, and for natural wildlife.
Plant veggies and trees.
Plant vegetable in your garden. Instead of the grass, you plant vegetable and eat from them.
Plant trees. We buy plant a couple of trees. And the government, instead of put money into water, just use the money to pay people to plant trees where the desert, where the dry climate, where it's already damaged, to revive the atmosphere.
Be frugal and live sustainably.
Every country should help each other to develop more sustainable energy for our shared planet, as well as to protect the health of the people and the animals. We must adopt sustainable, green, frugal lifestyles, which will support all life on the planet.
Sustainable energy, solar power, wind power, and go together in one car to work or to shop together, and buy those, if you can, hybrid car.
Open windows, turn off aircon, or lower the aircon consumption, saving energy. Recycling, etc., etc. Everyone can automatically do it daily. And even companies can lengthen their working hours or shorten their working hours accordingly. Use less hot water, shower less time, and don't keep water running while you're showering. Don't keep water running while you're brushing your teeth. Turn off your computer, turn off the light when you don't need. Or the standby machine, anything, computer, TV. Turn it off. You don't need to take shower every day. You can use a dry cleaning system You wipe with the baby towel, wet towel first. 1 or 2 wet towel enough. And then you wipe yourself again with the wet towel from water. And you clean. Smell nice every day. Good enough. And you bath once a month. Or once a week or once every 2 weeks. The clothes, you can wipe it also. You don't have to change and wash every day. Keep yourself clean like that and save a lot of money and resource for the earth, for the planet. You can live together in one flat instead of each one have one flat. You put money together to pay for the rent. If you put money to cook together, it's cheaper. Everybody use one electric light instead of each one. In many places, there are already banned on the use of plastic bags. And many convenience stores are already trying to limit the use of harmful packages. We should use something less toxic, and we should use our own shopping bag wherever we go to minimize whatever we can the harmful effect to the planet.
Spread the news. A. Write to the government and media.
Write or talk to the government and the media and those in power. Apart from what we are doing right now, like distributing flyers, teaching vegetarian diet, and opening vegetarian restaurants, and going to school demonstrating vegetarian diet, etc., etc.
B. Hold grassroots seminars.
We must make grassroots seminar to offer evidence and logic and the solution to the global warming.
C. Join efforts with other veg.
The wealthy ones should spend money to advertise these headlines if the media don't do it. All the vegetarian and vegan should go all out to inform people and tell them the grave situation of our time due to meat diet and convince others to switch to vegetarianism. I can only tell you that I have positive feeling and that if we are working hard, and with the help of all the vegetarian, fruitarians, breatharian, watarian, all the non-meat eaters out there, if they're all helping us, and even the meat eaters, if they're helping us also, then the planet will be safe.
Meditate and pray.
We have to repent and pray for heaven grace. We have to ask for forgiveness from heaven and from all beings, for all the harm that we have done to them. And the powerful, collective, positive, and loving power of the whole world will repel darkness that is coming toward us, that is facing us right now. One simple solution is love. That's it. We have to follow our heart.
So that was very inspirational, and what an enlightening day this has been on the day of most light, the summer solstice, this should be the day for Vegan Earth Day, June 21st, summer solstice, day of most light. Thank you so much for participating. This was the award I got from Supreme Master Ching Hai, Shining World Hero, which we all share as vegans. We're all shining world heroes. You can be a shining world hero too. If you're not vegan yet, if you're still pre-vegan, today's the day. Today's the best day, Vegan Earth Day. Thank you so much. This is quite an honor to host this, to receive this award, and to put on this event. You're the best. Thank you so much. You're the best. Really appreciate it.
Supreme Master speak about her passion for why people should let go of a meat lifestyle and go to a vegan plant-based diet, it saved so many lives, and the way that she conveyed that message was just so direct, and you really felt her heart coming out with that, and it's a really powerful message. So just gratitude for putting that message out so clearly, and you know, those animals, they need our help.
Thank you for your warm-hearted company on today's episode of Words of Wisdom. Now, please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Golden Age Technology, coming up next, right after Noteworthy News. May your life be always graced by truth, beauty, and virtue.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW